It's about 7 in the morning. I've just spent a little of my time after waking up down by the river, cleaning up to the best of my abilities. You know, as much as someone can out here in the woods. Today we trek a bit deeper just to see what we can find and what's out there. See you in a few hours. It's about 10 in the morning now, but damn, it feels like the afternoon with how damned hot and humid it already is. I've got a decent amount of water with me, so I'm not all that worried. I'm still technically not that far into the forest at this point, since I got a late start with my first day. So I could still potentially see some other hikers while I'm out. Doesn't matter much to me either way, but I kind of want to see how long I can go out without, and still see at least one person with me. But we'll see. It started raining at about noon. I didn't notice at first because of how thick the leaves are here. And now it's just more gross and humid, and I feel like my own damn clothes are sticking to my body. It's nasty. You know, you'd think that people traveling this far into the woods would take their goddamn trash with them when they leave. I picked it all up, so now I have to keep it with my trash until I set out to my own camp. Then wait until I need to go out and get more supplies so I can throw it all away. Which won't be for a bit. I'm not too bothered about taking it, but I wish people would be more considerate of their goddamn surroundings. It's gotta be around 4 in the afternoon right now, and there's something I realize. And granted, I've realized it in the past on the numerous trips I've been on like this, no matter if I'm with someone or not. There's always been the old folklore about the things lurking deeper in the Appalachian Mountains. How the farther you get, the more unnatural the dark will seem. How people who aren't used to hiking a lot or haven't been here before go missing here because they veered off the trails and something old grabbed them up. Now, granted, there's been actual missing people found dead and killed in the mountains. That's not a folklore. And even I'm not gonna act like it is. No matter how much I do believe in some of the folklore I've been told growing up, my family have been in Appalachia longer than a lot of families we know, my mom's side even longer, is what they say at least. And with the stories, both folk and real, so sue me if I believe in some of the things. Weird shit happens, good or bad. I find it all so fascinating. It's about time to settle in now, for the night. I think this time around I'm not going that far. Might go a bit more into the woods tomorrow and set up something more structured to stay in like usual. Far enough where I'm not going to be bothered, but close enough to anywhere else so me having to go out and get supplies whenever I start running low. Here's hoping I'll find something nice, if not, a well. Plus it'll take me less time to go get supplies since I took only a few detours and stopped more on my way out here. So anyways, let's get to work. The one thing I never remember to do before I go on a trip like this is never upgrade my tent like I say I'm gonna. I'm a big man, this tent isn't just cutting it anymore. But it'll work for what I need it for, to sleep in. I'll write down what I need for next time. Maybe I'll have someone remind me when I'm back in civilization. Now to collect some stuff for a fire, I'm damn starving. There's only so much a couple granola bars can do for someone through the day. Now this is a nice end to a long day. At least tomorrow's going to be a bit easier since I'm not traveling as far and I know about my end goal. We're just sleeping for the night and getting some food in me. That's about it. And nothing better than rehydrated eggs. Better than nothing, to be honest. Anything would be. But with that, I think this ends the day. I'm going to get some sleep and get up early in the morning to head out. Good night.